Diana, what can I do for you?
I told a lie to my friend, and she broke up her marriage with her husband over a lie that I told her.
Ooh, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
This is confession session. We're not talking about, you know, a little mistake here. What's your friend's name?
Her name is Kay.
And you told Kay an untruth about her husband?
Yes.
Why were you being divisive and trying to come between Kay and her hubby?
Because I was jealous of her and her husband.
So you were jealous of the fact that they got married and you were kind of left out of the picture? Is that it? Were you guys good friends before?
Yeah, we were good friends before, but I messed up my friendship with her because I told her a lie.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Old enough to know better.
Yes. And the thing is, she's such a good, kind-hearted person. She's very special. I have a 2-month-old son, and he was sick. I'm, a new mother. So I really don't know much about babies.
Do you think maybe you should go see your doctor, honey, and see if you've got some postpartum depression going on here?
I might just have to.
Yeah, I would suggest that as soon as you get up tomorrow and your eyes open, you call your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And go see a physician, because you don't sound like a hard-hearted person.
No.
I would strongly suggest you go talk to a doctor and see if you're suffering postpartum depression and see if you can get some help or some counseling before you lose your mind.
Yes, I know.
And
but I really want them to get back together.
I understand that, and I will do my best to help you bring that about if they're listening. So, Kay, if you're listening, please call Diana. Please forgive her, and please know that whatever she told you about your husband is not true.
Yes.
And Diana, please go talk to your doctor and get some help, okay?
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks. Say sit down, it's just talk. Smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? Yeah.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is our sponsor tonight. They've been standing up for America's greatest heroes since 9/11. Heroes like retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Michael Cardoz, who served for 20 years. While in service overseas, he was exposed to chemicals. Service-related cancer took his life after his return. Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on his family's home, enabling his widow and their six children to stay forever. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a mama who says, over the past month, my child has become a victim of bullying at school. It's been getting worse lately, too. I told the school's principal, and I've tried taking matters into my own hand by contacting the other girl's mother. But every day, I hear my daughter crying in the bathroom when we come home. I'm not sure what to do anymore. My husband left us, so he's not here to help, and both of my parents have passed. I need your advice, Delilah. Please help me, from Marion. Marion, I will have my words of advice for you and any parent whose child is being bullied coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Easy Cater presents, We've Got Your Back, Up Singers.
Backing you up.
So I used to call the restaurant to order team lunches.
He called the restaurant.
They were super nice, but explaining everyone's dietary needs?
Who has time for that?
But then I found Easy Cater. Vegan, gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
Type in what you need and get tons of restaurants.
Tons.
Now ordering food for work is easy as pie.
And who doesn't love pie?
Oh. Easy Cater has your back with over 100,000 restaurants. Order 24/7 on EasyCater.com and know.
We got your back.
Okay, Jenny, you're in that forward.
Coach, you sure you don't want me to take over? It seemed like you weren't feeling too good earlier.
I'm feeling better.
No cough or chest congestion?
Took Mucinex Kickstart.
No more headache?
Nope.
Fever? Body pain?
I'm back in the game.
New Mucinex Kickstart gives all-in-one and done relief with a morning jolt of instant cooling sensation.
That's it, Jenny. Take the shot.
With Mucinex Kickstart, it's not cold and flu season. It's comeback season. Buy Mucinex Kickstart now at your favorite retailer. Use as directed.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
M-Face, M-Cella, M-Fem360, and M-Sculpt Neo. At Artemedica, we've got the Empire. March is Empire Month. Save up to 50% on treatments this month. M-Face treats the forehead, cheeks, jawline, and chin for fewer facial wrinkles and more facial lift without needles or downtime. M-Cella is a breakthrough treatment for incontinence. This unique technology supports those suffering from incontinence with a completely non-invasive option. Simply sit on a chair and let the machine do the work. Regain your confidence with MFAM360, the non-invasive vaginal rejuvenation treatment to increase moisture, tighten internal tissue, increase blood flow, improve external tissue quality, and increase bladder control. M-Sculpt Neo is the first non-invasive device designed to eliminate fat cells and build muscle. Experience the empire at Artemedica and save big all month long. Call 707-577-8292 to schedule your complimentary M-Face, M-Cella, MFAM360, or M-Sculpt Neo consultation.
Need information on healthcare options, transportation services, or assistance with daily activities? Look no further than the Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory. This comprehensive directory is a treasure trove of local services and programs tailored to our vibrant community. If you're an older adult and looking for social activities, or someone with a disability seeking adaptive technologies, the 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory has you covered. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
At American Ag Credit, we're pleased to return a portion of our profits to our customer owners with cash back payments totaling more than $1.2 billion since 2005. That's a difference maker for customers like Fred Klein of Klein Family Sellers.
The patronage cash back has been an incredible thing for us, and it really makes a difference in our bottom line. You know, you just don't get that with other banks.
For more information, visit agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Sonoma County, you've been asking what the folks behind the KZST microphones look like. Well, if you're curious, go to the internet and click on KZST.com on Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Marion, whose child is being bullied at school. And she has tried everything, talking to the principal, talking to the other girl's mother, and still her daughter is crying in the bathroom. Marion, the first thing I would say is find a good counselor for your daughter. If she has suffered the loss of her father with you two going through a divorce, and your letter says, my husband left us so he can't help, has he left your daughter as well as the marriage? Has he abandoned his role as a father? Find a good counselor for your daughter so she's not crying alone in the bathroom, but somebody who can help her to work through her loss and her grief. And secondly, go back to the school and do not leave until you have some satisfaction from the principal, the vice principal, and the school counselor that your daughter will be safe. You can't let this just slide. Bullying is a huge thing. And your daughter should not be in fear going to school. For goodness sake, she's going to get an education and to be with friends. No child should be in fear going to school. You need to be proactive for your baby girl, and you need to not be quiet until something is done. And that may mean that you have to take her out of that school, but I would certainly talk to the principal. If there is no solution found, then I would go to the school board and let them know what an ineffective principal this is. Because the teachers, the counselors, the principal should be able to intervene and do something to protect your child. That's their job. Okay? So be proactive for your daughter. She needs you right now more than ever.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears, stand up and be counted, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Challenge what the future holds, try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears. My